Life is serious enough. Don't forget to have a little fun. Hello, everyone. I am your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader, and I welcome you to episode 224 of The Walking Leader podcast. I created The Walking Leader podcast with the understanding and intention that it was to be used as an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Now, without any further delay, let's get this episode started. Welcome, everyone. I'm David Guerra. This episode, it's self-leadership and rewarding yourself. Rewarding yourself, giving yourself a reward. See, the life of a leader is, well, for lack of a better term, all-encompassing. And it can get pretty serious sometimes, and sometimes more serious than not, sometimes even beyond serious. And it happens. It's just part of, it's part of the territory. However, as we all know, or should know, that if all that we have is seriousness, something sooner or later will break. And we'd rather not it break at all. But it's going to happen. And so we have to hit it off at the pass. And that's why leaders, as leaders, all leaders, up and coming, current leaders, you must learn to take time to reward yourself. You must reward yourself, break from the norm. You cannot deviate once you start rewarding yourself. You have to, it's got to be practice. In order for it to be effective, in order for us to break away from the norm, we have to make it a habit. And how we do that, well, that's moot. We just have to make it a habit. How we reward ourselves, that's also moot. What we do and doing it is the important part. There we go. Doing it is the important part. See, when should leaders be rewarding themselves? First off, a reward does not have to be as a result of a great accomplishment. Heck, you can reward yourself just because it's 3 p.m. Tuesday. See, only it works for you. Whatever works for you, how you want to do it. But as I mentioned, it's got to become a habit. However, do not wait for the later, because when you wait for later, it will be too late. See, once you start putting off rewarding yourself, then it will become difficult to reward yourself in the future. And that's what I'm saying. You need to relieve that stress. Life is serious. You need to do something, ice cream cone, whatever works for you. But make it a habit. It's built into your life. It becomes part of the lifestyle. And You've got something to look forward to. But it's when you stop doing that it becomes a little bit difficult. So don't put it off. Do not put it off. Once you start, continue. Now, how should leaders reward themselves? How should you be rewarding yourself? Well, that's up to you. You know you need a change. Life has become serious, and you know that something has to happen. Something good has to happen instead of it breaking down, you breaking down, and it's going to be difficult to get back on track. So what you do and how you do should be decided by you and not someone else's expectation of how you should be rewarding yourself or to the lengths you should be rewarding yourself. No. If your choice is an ice cream cone, and that's it, that's enough, then so be it. Then again, if a trip to Maui is what will work for you, then have at it. You do you. By all means, you do you. But understand that it should not be something that someone is going to force you into, and especially if you're not ready to take that kind of commitment or that level of reward. Now, speaking of that level of reward, should leaders boast or hide their rewards when they do it? Well, one, you're a leader. You value your private time just as much as you value your professional time. Therefore, as a leader, you must lead by example to when it comes to setting boundaries, especially those that are essential to your mental well-being. So you know what it's going to take for you. And you've got to set that boundary because, like as I said, rewarding yourself is part of being a leader. It's also part of being a great follower. It's part of everyone. And we must reward ourselves. But when we see our leadership do it, when we see those that we look up to, those that we follow do it, then it makes it that much easier for us to do it as well. And with that, we create those boundaries that we really, truly need. Now, that was one. Two, do not flaunt what you're doing or you have done, especially when you make considerably more money than those that work around you. See, the last thing they want to hear is how you went to Las Vegas last weekend and got comped front row seats to the hottest show on the strip, only after gambling so much money away. See, flaunting the money you quote unquote threw away, while it helped you relieve your stress, to someone there at work who may be having some financial difficulties, who makes maybe 10 times less than you do, well, how you spent, you know, hearing how much money you spent, to them, they could have paid off so many bills. So you see what I'm saying? Be careful. You know, share the experience, but never the price tag. No one cares. And they will quickly learn to despise your vanity if you're out there constantly flaunting your money. So be careful. No one cares. But when you're rubbing it in their faces, I expect X amount of money to go do this. I went to this very exclusive race driving school while I was there in Vegas. I flew first class and then this and that. No one cares. And it creates that division and that dissent. And once it's gone, guess what? So does your followers, and so does the ability to lead them, because they're going to look to see if there's any other ulterior motives or something that you're going to do that you're going to get rewarded for because of something they did, and they're not going to see the reward. So be careful. It's a very fine line, but if you start off not flaunting the dollar signs, you're going to be great. They're going to love you. They're going to love you, but never give the price tag. Share the experience, but not the price tag. So when it comes to rewarding yourself, give yourself small rewards, big rewards. Give yourself a reward. Pay yourself. Have fun. Do something good. Once you've started doing that, do it often. That way you're setting those benchmarks. You're setting those, oh, I'm going to get this or I'm going to do that. And that's fine. Be intentional with your rewards. Don't forget, you deserve them. But do not flaunt the cost. Share the importance of rewarding yourself to them, to those that follow you, and encourage them to reward themselves. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, anything expensive, but what it does have to be is it has to be something that they're going to help them move forward with, something that's going to help them relieve the stress, something that's going to help them become better. Because isn't that what you're supposed to be doing as a leader? So again, reward yourself. As a leader, reward yourself. Do so. Make it a habit. Make it a lifestyle. Share it with others. And encourage them to also reward themselves. They'll need it too. We all need it. And it looks like we've reached the end of this episode. And as always, I do ask for your feedback on this episode or any past episode. Let me know what you think. I really want to hear from you. So if you have any comments, concerns, questions, drop me an email at dave@davegarrett.com. Or tweet me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. That's that @ DaveGuerra. Or you can leave me a voicemail at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060. Folks, you've been listening to the Walking Leader Podcast with me, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of The Walking Leader. I invite you to come back next time where we continue taking the steps on our Walking Leader journey to becoming great followers and even better leaders. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.